So, James, tell me a little bit about what you think that the Children's Services Committee will bring to Children's Services. How do you think it will improve what we do?
What it will do is bring member involvement totally into it. When I first got elected, which was sort of, God, I don't want to know how many years ago it was, but I did feel sort of slightly sort of out of the loop all the time as a member. And there was a cabinet, there's a cabinet member who's making decisions, but I didn't really feel involved in it. I really didn't understand. I hadn't taken into account that as a member I was actually also a corporate parent, and we had 1,100 kids who I was actually one of the 84 members who were their corporate parents. I didn't really understand my role. Committee system is where basically all the members have to understand their roles and really take decisions. And the Committee for Children's Services, of the 84 members, 17 will be on there, and they'll be making the decisions. They will be debating, they'll be talking amongst themselves, but they are a decision-making body, and that's what it's about. They'll take responsibility for the 1,100-odd kids who are there. They'll have to understand it, and they'll have to understand what is best for them and do what is best for them. So it's not just one person, as it used to be, a cabinet member. It's 17.
Okay. And what do you think that staff in Children's Services Department could do to make sure that those 17 elected members really understand the issues that we've got to get to grips with?
It's obviously a two-way process. It's also the members have to actually know that they have to feel comfortable in talking to officers. And that's what it's about. It's not saying them and us. We're all together. We're all one body. All right, we are, as elected members, we're there for a period of 4 years. The officers are there permanently, and they're trying to help us do our duty all the time and do what is best for the children. And that's what it's about. But we've got to be the critical friend, is that the word? Yes, in a way, a critical friend, to actually say, well, why are we doing it this way? Why are we not doing it that way? Why are we not actually focusing on this part here and not that part there? And it's having 17 members being involved in children's services means that you can actually get people involved in each little bits and take responsibility on for it, to be this critical friend, to make sure that something's happening.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.